It wasn't that long ago that DNA was just a concept, but today anyone can purchase a DNA test online, and that's worrying authorities here and overseas. There are now more than 30 American and 6 Australian companies selling tests which examine a person's DNA and which tell them their susceptibility to serious diseases like cancer. Genetics experts are sceptical about the accuracy of the tests and the accountability of the companies that are selling them. AM's Jane Margetts compiled this report.
They promise a lot and they deliver little.
That's one consumer law expert's assessment of a new breed of companies that sell DNA tests online. Vij Nagarajan from Macquarie University says they're almost impossible to regulate.
The seller can sell from Vanuatu, from the United States, from the United Kingdom, and they can sell all over the world. National consumer laws can't really catch this kind of global conduct.
Online laboratories say they can test for anything from your likelihood of developing wrinkles to your resistance to HIV. Professor David Weisbrot, who's president of the Australian Law Reform Commission, explains.
Cosmetics that are supposedly dedicated to your particular wrinkle genes, and then all the way through to more serious tests like ones for breast cancer, colorectal cancer, Huntington's disease, a predisposition to Alzheimer's and so on.
The first step is to order what some DNA testing companies call a spit kit. Pay $1,000 and they'll analyse your saliva, create a genetic profile and upload it onto the internet. Professor Weisbrot is concerned about privacy and the lack of follow-up care from health professionals.
I think it would scare the wits out of people simply to get back a piece of paper that indicated a certain number of genetic conditions. There's no pre- or post-test counselling associated with many of these labs.
Professor Ron Trent from the National Health and Medical Research Council says the companies are misusing the genetic markers that may indicate predisposition to certain kinds of diseases.
Some of the DNA testing laboratories are taking these associations and sort of claiming that if you take the DNA test, they can predict if you're going to develop diabetes. I think that's taking a little bit too far.
Professor David Weisbrot is calling for tougher regulation.
We want consumer authorities to be looking very carefully at the claims that are being made for some of these tests. Some are patently ludicrous, some are a little bit exaggerated. And in the same way that the ACCC and other consumer authorities regulate other kinds of material that's available for consumers, and then they need to do that here.
The president of the Australian Law Reform Commission, Professor David Weisbrot, ending that report by Jane Margetts.